the doer of this obedient servant, Satan and devil, who we are, my brothers. We are not worse than Satan. We are obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still, you know, making sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we think that our dua is not accepted? When Allah can accept the dua of shaitan and devil, definitely, more certainly, we should have that conviction, that faith, that yaqeen, that Allah is going to accept my dua too. I am not worse than shaitan. But we have that conviction in our heart. We have to have that full yaqeen in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Because now you have already disregarded me, disgraced me. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Look at his courage. He is challenging the Creator. He's challenging, open challenge to the Creator, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'm going to sit siratak al-mustaqim, on your right path. Grant me that ability. Summa laq'udanna lahum siratak al-mustaqim. Summa al-atiyannu min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shamalihim. I am going to surround and misguide your servants, children of Bani Adam. Because of Adam alayhi salam, I have been, you know, disregarded and disgraced and cursed. It's all because of Adam. I didn't make sajda to him. So I am not going to leave his progeny. He is my enemy, and all his progeny is also my enemy. What I will do? I will sit on the right path, and I will misguide them from the front, from the back, from the right and from the left. So there are only four, side we have, right? Mashriq, Maghrib, and Yameen, and front and back. So all he's going to come all the way, sometime front side, sometime back side, sometime right side, sometime left side. Ulama said, he only asked permission to come from the four sides, and he didn't say from the upward. So if an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks and beg to him protection from the devil, from the shaitan, Allah will protect him from the top side. Allah's mercy will descend from heaven to him, because this portion is open. Shaitan cannot interfere with this position. It's only come to right, left and front and back. This top one is open. It is for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend, to protect us. Then he said, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرْهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You won't find a people who can thank you, full of gratitude towards you. Very few, very little. Majority of them will be misguided by me. So he said, I am going to sit on the siratik al-mustaqim, on the right path. That's why, as a remedy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the weapon. And what is that weapon? Is Surah Al-Fatiha. In every rakat of every salat, whether it's faraz, wajib, sunnat, nafl, whatever salat we are praying, we have to pray Surah Al-Fatiha, we have to read Surah Al-Fatiha. And what are we asking and begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. So if sincerely we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah is going to protect us from the devil. Same sirat al-mustaqim, but mustaqim, Allah's protection will come over there to protect you. What is his mischievousness, my brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his name about 9 times in the Holy Quran, in different places. Allah has granted him ability, but very little. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, granted, informed us, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. First, tanibu, you must stay away from him. don't follow his footstep. What is that? Kamal, Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hashr, on the day of Qiyamah, Kamal salis shaitani is khala lil insani fur. Like the example of shaitan and devil, when he tells to the insan, to the human being, ukfur, make kufr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all he is whispering. Falamma kafara, when a person obeys his command, I mean, follows his instruction, qala inni bari'um mink, immediately said, I got nothing to do with you now, I am done my job. You committed kufr, it's all your responsibility. Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the all the alams. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says in other place, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you people, all the believers, that if you obey Allah, Allah is going to forgive you and He will grant you Jannah. That is the promise of Allah. And this wa'ada, this promise of Allah is haq. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. And then he said, وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, and I also promise you. فَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, and my promise, I betrayed you. My promise is not full of truth. I betrayed you. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ, but I had no authority over you. I just whispered and you started following me. I did not force you not to wake up for Fajr. I did not force you to go and gamble. I did not force you to drink liquor. I did not force you, take you to the fornication. No. I just whispered a little bit in your ear. That's it, my job. You went by yourself. You spent money. You made all the effort to commit sin. After my whispering, whatever you have done, it's all your responsibility. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي فَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't blame me, blame yourself. Allah has not given me authority to take you and put you onto the wrong path. Only my thing was to whisper, and that's all I did, and at the end result is you followed me. I'm going to give some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrated this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majra dam wa inni khashitu an yukziba fi qulubikuma su'an. This is muttafaqun alayhi hadith, that shaitan, Allah has granted him ability to run through our body like a blood is circulating throughout the body. So easily, 24/7, the blood is circulating, whether you are walking, eating or sleeping. You don't even feel it, but circulation of blood is continuous. Right? Without our knowing, without our knowledge. Likewise, shaitan is, you know, interfering with our emotions and whispering in our ears all the time, 24/7, continuously. Just like a blood is circulating. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this, dhukira inda an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam rajulun faqila ma zala na'iman hatta asbaha ma qama ila as-salati. That the sahaba came with about one sahabi, that he was sleeping whole night, to that extent he couldn't wake up for Fajr, and he missed Fajr salat. To miss Fajr salat in the eyes of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great sin. A true believer cannot do this. So they complained about that person. What reply Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave? Faqal bala shaitanu fi uzunihi. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that shaitan, devil, has urinated in his ear at night. And because of the urination of the shaitan, he was not able to wake up for Fajr. without pointing finger to anyone, in this masjid and all around the world, how many people are coming for Fajr? 10 to 15, right? It means out of whole Muslim community, these are the only protected people, guided people. They do not care about the urination of the shaitan, and they still come to the masjid. Majority, my brothers, 98%, they are not coming. Why? Shaitan is busy urinating every night. Your eyes are open. Like your eyes are closed, but ears are open. Very easily he urinates. You can't even smell it. You can't even smell it. So bad, my brothers. This is the hadith. Why are you not coming for Fajr? This is the reason. Rasulullah said, Bala shaitan fiuzuni. The shaitan has urinated in his ear, and that's the reason why he did not come for Fajr Salah. We all have to check our ears every morning, my brothers. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقعد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم. Another hadith, also very authentic hadith, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every night when we go to bed, that shaitan comes and he sit by our head side. إذا هو نام ثلاث عقد يضرب كل عقدة عليك ليل طويل فرقد. And he ties three knots on our backside. And for every knot, he said this word, that you sleep, you have long night. You have long night. Just sleep little bit, it's still 5 o'clock. Still you have half an hour, still azan is not called. Still you will make it, sleep. This is what he said. But when the righteous person, God-fearing person, true believer, فَإِنِسْتَيْقَدَ He throw the blankets and he wakes up and then he say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Just by praising or just saying Alhamdulillah fazakarallah in hallat uqdatun. Just by making zikrullah in the morning, first thing, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of three knots of the shaitan, one knot get loosened. You got little free now. فَإِنْ تَوَضَّعَ And he gets up, he go to the bathroom, he relieve himself and he make wuzu. Whether it's for tahajjud, alhamdulillah. Or at least for fajr. Tahajjud is not compulsory, it's optional. Fajr is compulsory. I'm not asking for tahajjud, this is for the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great reward. But fajr is for us. So if you make wuzu, even for Faraz, Fajr Salat, in Hallat Uqdatun, another knot will be loosened. Fa'in Salah, and he comes to the masjid or pray at home, if he prays Salat on time, in Hallat Uqdatun, the third knot also get loosened. Fa'asbaha Nashitan Tayyiban Nafs. So his whole day he becomes so fresh, energetic after Fajr Salat. You can witness it. I beg you can witness it if you come for Fajr Salat, pray with the Jamaat, and then you will see the nishad and energy in your body. And you go to the job, go anywhere, you will be very happy and healthy. Wa illa, but if a person is sleeping, he doesn't care, he doesn't wake up for Fajr, asbaha khabithan nafsi, he will behave very kaslan. He will have very heavy body. He will wake up, but he will not be in mood. He will fight and swear his wife, and he will leave the house like that, banging the door, and whole day he's going to pass miserably. Why? Because the three knots of the shaitan was not loosened. He's still there. And because of the effect of the shaitan, his entire day will be full of misery and problems and hardship. There are so many things, my brothers and sisters, to say. May Allah protect all of us from the shaitan. Very simple solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that when you do anything, my brothers, make simple habit of adopting the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for every action. we are going to wear the clothing, right? Wear with the Bismillah. It is said, if you put your cloth, take off your cloth and you hang it at night, everyone does that. Shaitan comes at night while we are sleeping and he wears our cloth whole night. He enjoys. When you put it on next day, his effect, atharat, is still there. Likewise, when you start eating without Bismillah, Shaitan comes and eat with us. If you sleep without name of Allah, Shaitan comes and sit with us. If you enter into the house without Assalamu Alaikum, without Bismillah, Shaitan enters in the house. To protect ourselves, our family from the Shaitan, adopt this habit. If you put on your shoes, read Bismillah. Put on the right shoes first, then left. Take off right shoes, left shoes, then come. Coming out from the house, you are going to come out anyway, you have to go. Take your left shoes first and read Bismillah, read Durood Sharif. Whole day you will be protected. Enter into the house, say Bismillah, say Assalamu Alaikum, say Durood Sharif. Shaitan will not be able to enter. When you start eating, at least say Bismillah. Shaitan will not be able to partake with you. If you are drinking, say Bismillah. Shaitan will not be able to drink with you. If you start saying Bismillah, inshallah, you will be protected whole day, whole night, and Allah will grant you the protection. This is the simple weapon. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal upon it and protect us from the devil and Shaitan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu